Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the fourth quarter and annual results earnings conference call presented by Mr. Vikram Mohan, Managing Director of the company, along with Mr. Sridhar, Finance Director, and Mr. Ganesh, Chief Marketing Officer of the company. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I'm now glad to hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Mohan, Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon to all the participants in this conference call to review the results for the year ended 31st March 2019 and the quarter ended 31st March 2019. I will take you through the presentation slide by slide, after which Mr. Sridhar, Mr. Ganesh, and I would be happy to take any questions from you all. Slide number two, the income for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2019. On a standalone basis, our revenue from operations for the year gone by is just short of 1,300 crores, 6,297.89 crores. Including other income, we have reported a total sale of 1,383.91 crores. Going on to the next page, profit from operations is 19.67 crores after amortization of intangibles, which is a non-cash item. EBITDA for the year gone by is 7.57% with an EBITDA of 99.89 crores. This has seen a reduction of about 2.5% compared to 2017-18. Moving on to slide four of the presentation, the increase in sales over FY17-18 was about 10.3%. This number could have been potentially higher, but the last quarter of the year gone by saw a steep decline in the manufacturing volumes of the automotive industry. Thereby, we have maintained a 10.3% growth over the previous year. The decrease in EBITDA over the prior period was about 1.8%. This was primarily due to five factors. We had a forex impact due to the rupee weakening to the tune of 1.12%, and this has now been indexed with the customers, and recovery of these amounts will happen in the Q1 and Q2 of this year, and as we speak, it is happening. The LCD duty increase resulted in there was a doubling in the LCD duty, and in our instrument cluster segment, we use a significant quantum of LCDs. This resulted in an increase of erosion of 0.21% of EBITDA. There was also a surge in demand for electronic components and a surge pricing last year, and this impacted the EBITDA to the tune of about 1%. All of these three items have now got indexed by the customer, and we have started recovering the same for over 85% of our sales. There were two activities that we took up last year, which was commissioning of a new plant in Manesar and a new plant in Sri City, Andhra Pradesh, for which a lot of stock-building activity was taken up in the second and third quarter of last year. In addition to this, there was also labor issues in two of the Coimbatore plants of the company. This eroded the EBITDA by about 0.5%. And the variable expenses and freight, we lost a little bit there, mainly due to the fuel price surge because the crude oil prices strengthened last year. So overall, we would have been within cutting distance of a 10.5% EBITDA, if not for these reasons. The increase in raw material cost has now got corrected with the customers. The increase in employee cost has also got corrected because all the additional employees for the stock building are no longer with the company, the temporary workforce, and the labor issues have also been brought under control. The 0.25% increase in because of the fuel price continues to remain. Part of it will be abated by increased solar, rooftop solar capacity that we are commissioning in the plants this year. As mentioned earlier, slide 5, we spoke about a 10.5% EBITDA that we should have achieved for the last year, but we have only been able to achieve a 7.5%. The EBITDA for 2019-20, the year under consideration now, current year, is expected to be between 9 to 9.5%. The reason is there are a slew of new launches, and whenever there are new launches, there are certain ramping up time and quality issues, and also some degree of obsolescence when moving from BS4 to BS6. And most importantly, the uncertainty in the automotive industry may not allow us to reach a double-digit EBITDA this year because Q1 of this current year has been very slow, and industry experts predict that this slow down will continue until July of 2020, before which a recovery is not anticipated. Going on to the next slide. Overall domestic OEM growth was 6% and Precol grew by about 11%. Two-wheelers, which constitutes about 65% of our total sales products for two-wheelers, market grew by about 7%, whereas we grew by about 12%. Aftermarket, we grew by 14%, and in export, we actually degrew by 6%. And in the coming year, we will see a very sharp double-digit growth on account of new LOIs we have won for export. The overall revenue saw a 10% growth compared to 2017-18. Our outlook for the current financial year and the next financial year, the industry is expected to degrow this year. Experts predict between an 8 and 10% degrowth this year over last year. Our revenue is expected to be flat on almost the same levels of 2018-19, as our market share is slightly increasing on account of some new project wins. Albeit, if there is a market improvement in the third and fourth quarter, then our growth and our revenue numbers will be higher than last year. We have won a number of new projects with various OEMs for the BS6 programs, which are to be implemented from April 2020. The mass production for all of this will start from December of 2020 and the ramp up December of 2019, I stand corrected, sorry. Trial production will be commencing in August for the same. As a result of all of this, our market share will grow across all segments of the market, two-wheelers, commercial vehicles and tractors, the three primary segments that we are operating in. In the two-wheeler segment, we have won a slew of new businesses in electronic clusters, fuel pump modules and sensors to be used to the BS6 vehicles across all two-wheeler players in the country without an exception. In the CV segment, we have also won many electronic clusters and sensors across almost all the CV makers in India for their BS6 platform. This will also increase our revenue. These are confirmed businesses where the LOIs have been received and tooling advances have been received as well. As we speak, the lines have got set up and trial production will commence very shortly. In the tractor and ORV segment, ORV stands for off-road vehicle, which is like the JCB, Tata Hitachi, et cetera. Recon has won some new businesses for implementing electronic clusters and which will also add a small value to our top line. We have also re-entered in a fairly big way electronic cluster manufacturing for passenger cars with Tata Motors, which is likely to enhance the sales value over the next 3 years very significantly. In the next 2 years, Precon will be present in every platform of Tata Motors coming out in India, or almost about 80% of the platforms of Tata Motors coming out in the next 2 years. We have won a number of new businesses in oil, water pumps, and captive mechanism for heavy-duty engine applications used in off-road and CV segments for both domestic and export segments. In many of the calls over the last 2 years, specifically, I had touched upon this topic. This is a focus area where we have worked on. When EV vehicles are coming in and the oil pumps for the two-wheelers are going to slowly fade out, this is the business that is going to plug in the gap created by that vacuum. As a result of the above business wins, we are poised for a good growth in 2021, and we expect the growth to be at the very minimum 20%, even if the industry remains very slow in that financial year. If the industry revives, we are likely to grow at around 35%. The CapEx and capacity expansions required for these new business wins have already been incurred in FY18-19 and partly in FY17-18, and some spillover in this current year. We anticipate only sustenance CapEx in 2019-20 and 2020-21. Basically, all the capacity that we have created will see us through until March 2022, and we don't anticipate enhancing capacity for the current orders won. The total income from continued operations, the consolidated basis, there is an explanation later what we mean by continued operations, stands as under, which is about 1,409.51 crores against 1,391.16 crores. The consolidated profit from operations consequentially has been about 19.65 crores with the EBITDA at 7.5%. The consolidated and profit loss from operations. The total revenue and all other figures are given here. We will be happy to take any questions on this during the question answer session. The operations that we are impairing and planning to discontinue discontinued operations, they have contributed to a revenue of 521 crores. So technically, as a company, we have achieved a turnover of about 1,931 crores. Slide 14 gives the discontinued operations the details. Slide 15 gives the investment and loan details. In Precon Espana, which is our holding company for the operation in Brazil, Mexico, and Czech Republic, as well as Precon Wiping System India. Investment by way of equity in Precon Espana and Precon Wiping System India is about 200 crores. Loans outstanding and guaranteed by the parent company, Precon Limited, Precon Brazil, Precon Espana, and Precon Wiping System India is about 201 crores. Loans outstanding of Precon Espana, not guaranteed by Precon, but on the borrowed on the security of the respective companies in Brazil and Czech, is about 89 crores. Our total exposure so far is about 490 crores consequently. Brazil has been a cause for concern, and we have tried our best to restructure the operations in Brazil, but I must admit that we have not been successful in doing so. And we have lost a fair amount of money on this operation in the 4 years since we have taken over this asset. We have provisioned for an impairment of 232 crores, more than 85% of which is contributed by Brazil. We took a decision to divest Brazil on the request of our shareholders as well as board, as we were continually bleeding from our operations there. And we started the exercise in January. We engaged Alvarez and Marcel, which is one of the best M&A consultants working in the Americas and especially in South America. We met over five or six buyers, and over five or six buyers came and visited our facilities. And none of them were willing to move forward, considering the geopolitical climate and the social climate in Brazil and the uncertainties in the market. One particular company came forward saying that they are willing to consider Brazil if we bundle in our wiping asset in India also into this transaction, because the largest customer for our wiping business, constituting about 80% of sales, is the Volkswagen Group, which is Volkswagen, Seat, Skoda, Audi, and Volkswagen. And the largest customer, constituting over 50% of the sales for Brazil, is also Volkswagen. And this particular company that was interested in moving forward also have multiple automotive plants, and their primary customer is also Volkswagen. So they felt that they will be able to get some advantages through this consolidation. They are present in Europe and Americas. So we have in the final stages of negotiating a transaction with this company, and based on the negotiations so far over the last few months, we have made a provision for an impairment based on what is likely to come out of this sale to Precon and how much of loans will be reduced from Precon's books. If and when the sales goes through, which in the next few weeks we are hopeful of concluding a transaction, and due notices will be then made to the stock exchanges of the deal when full disclosures will be made. Consequently, we expect our debt to be at around 290 crores at the close of this year after this transaction is over. Nevertheless, for the first few months of this year, when this operation in Brazil, Czech and Mexico continue to be 100% owned by us, the losses coming from this period, which is approximately 5 crores per month, will continue to accrue to our balance sheet. We are hopeful of culminating this entire transaction before the second quarter, end of the second quarter of this current financial year. Two more points. We had announced some time back that we are getting into a joint venture with a company called Pointer, which is one of the leading telematics companies in the world, to strengthen our telematics offering from being a hardware player to becoming a complete solutions provider with software and analytics. While a term sheet was signed with Pointer and a press release was made, Pointer is in the final stages of being acquired by the world's, one of the world's largest telematics companies, which is based in the United States, called ID Systems, and their retail brand name is called PowerFleet. This transaction is still alive, and they expect to culminate their transaction by the end of August, and we are looking at taking forward our JV transaction with Pointer combined with PowerFleet and Precall forward in September. And they are very keen on continuing this relationship because India is going to play a very key role going forward for telematics globally. So these are some of the updates, and Mr. Sridhar, Mr. Ganesh and I would be happy to take any questions. A few do's and don'ts, please. Since there are multiple people logged onto the call, we would like to give everyone a hearing. So we would like you all to restrict to one question per person. And when we finish one round of questions, then we will open up for the second round of questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the attached-on phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of HR Gala from Finvest Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikram. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Gala, please.
Yeah. You have very nicely explained, you know, what has gone wrong and what are the restructuring efforts that you are going to make. Basically, I wanted to know that now we were counting on several new products to contribute significantly. What has happened about the oxygen sensor with Cardia Technology Agreement? Can you just tell us?
The oxygen sensor is in very advanced stage of vehicle testing. When we approached the various OEMs, they requested us to collaborate with a fuel injection systems manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
With a global fuel injection systems manufacturer, and external party testing in third party labs and vehicle testing, though requirement is only up to 75,000 kilometers, our product has successfully tested and 100% with zero failure hit 100,000 kilometers. The fuel injection system manufacturer is now testing it on their engines. There is constant interactions with that company, and which is a global company, and us. And we are expecting this test schedule to get completed in August. And in September, work out the entire rollout and production plan. And the way it has panned out, we are not restricting it just to India. We will be, the scope of supply will be to India and the entire ASEAN market with the fuel injection system manufacturer.
Okay. How much revenue potential do you see in this product?
When it reaches full maturity, we are expecting about 200 crores, but that is at least about 2.5 years away when those engines are introduced.
Okay. And what about fuel pump and fuel pump modules from Wenzhou Technology?
Yes. With Wenzhou Huron, which is also called ACHR, we have already won the first LOIs from two two-wheeler majors in India.
Mm-hmm.
And productionization for the same has started. In fact, supply will start in August.
Mm.
And are looking at enhancing this to a larger, more number of models and other players. Confirmed orders received as of today is amounting to about 200 crores per annum. But we are extending ourselves. We are internally hopeful over the next 2 years to take that number up to about 300 crores.
Okay. And so just last question, from electric vehicle perspective, what are the initiatives we are going to take?
There are two sectors. There are one segment of ours. We have primarily four segments of business: the instruments and sensors, which are our marriage segment, which we are completely EV ready and we see no disruption whatsoever in our business.
Okay.
In telematic systems, we don't envisage any obsolescence in this or loss of business because of electric vehicles. In the pumps business, we anticipate the two-wheeler pumps and few other adjacent products like the chain tensioner. There will be no chain drives, will all become obsolete.
Okay.
We anticipate by 2025, 50% of the two-wheelers in India will be electric vehicles.
Okay.
And we are looking at about a 200 crore obsolescence of current products. We are now filling with, during my presentation, I would have spoken about pumps for export markets and heavy commercial vehicles and stationary engines. So the same vertical will be strengthened by this substitution of business.
Okay. Sir, we were aspiring to get 3,000 crore revenue by FY21. Now, how long do you think it will get extended?
Mr. Gala, as I requested, since you've already asked more than one question, can another participant ask a question and I will be happy to answer your question in the second part.
Okay. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh D, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Vikram, for explaining the divestiture plans. Does the divestiture include technology transfer that could be manufactured out of India?
The divestiture does not, I'm not very clear. Can you repeat yourself, Mr. Santosh?
The divestiture plan that you are working on, will this include a technology transfer by virtue of which Precol can manufacture these products out of India?
There is no technology transfer for any product developed in India which is getting divested now through wiping systems or the operation in Brazil. On the contrary, whatever has been developed in Brazil, the variable flow oil pump, that has actually been brought to India and being deployed for the customers of export markets from India, which is a new business we have won.
Okay, so the wiping will continue as it is in India, as it was in the last few months.
The wiping will continue, but being sold.
Okay.
There is no meaning in us having a small wiping piece in India, which is again dependent of 50% of the business on Volkswagen, and such products are also, there's no engineering center for wiping in India, everything is done in check.
Okay. So this product will be moving out of our portfolio, right?
Yes, the entire wiping product will be moving out of our portfolio along with the Brazil entity.
Okay. And again, I think there's again the question of roadmap for 3,000 crores. Do you expect this to be delayed by 1 year or?
No, much longer, because in our 3,000 crore roadmap, these three entities, including wiping in India, were supposed to contribute between 800 to 900 crores of sales. And when I presented this, because there are two programs, the CSS Prime and Evo in Mexico and Brazil, that will also kick in next year. So with that, in 2021, this was supposed to be between an 800 and 900 crore operation. And in 3,000 crores, we had clearly said that we had identified projects for about 2,850, and in about 150 crores, we will still be short of. And we will look for opportunities and gap fill or do an acquisition. But under these circumstances, I don't think the company can ill afford to do any sort of acquisition in the foreseeable future. So from the 3,000, if we remove this 850 crores and the 150 crores of potential acquisition that we should have done in specifically wiping blades to consolidate the wiping business, that will bring us to about 2,000 crores in 2020-2021. We are quite confident of hitting that number in that year, or because we will see a significant growth from now to next year between 1920 and 2021. And of course, the market conditions supporting us as well, we will be able to hit that number, or if the market continues to remain weak, we will be off by that number by about 7.5 to 10%, completely dependent on market conditions. So including Indonesia, we are looking at around 1,800 crores if with the current market conditions. And if market conditions improve, growing that by about 7 to 8% for 2020-21.
Okay. And the last question is on the loans that are going to be still on your books after the divestiture.
If you to wait in queue, and so that another participant is given a chance to ask a question, please. And I would be happy to take a second round of questioning.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what will be the contingency plan if the divestiture doesn't go through? Because it's not confirmed anything as of yet. It seems like almost the company's solvency will be in question if the divestiture doesn't go through. Because the
can you be a little louder, please, Mr. Mukherjee? I'm unable to understand you.
Is this better?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so sir, I was asking if the divestiture plan doesn't go through, so what is the contingency plan then? Because it seems like the leverage will be very high, considering 290 crores of debt again in the books of subsidiaries. So it almost seems like if the divestiture doesn't go through, the company's solvency will be in question. So what is the contingency plan in that case?
We are also talking to certain private equity players in Europe and America that work with such assets. And as a backup plan, we have had discussions with about three people. But having invested a considerable amount of time in this deal, and the opposite party has also invested a considerable amount of time on the due diligence and various processes, and customers have also been met, a lot of water has flown under the bridge. We believe this will go through. But nothing is set in stone till it's dotted, signed and sealed. So the contingency plan is to have some private equity investors come in and invest money who specifically specialize in these kind of distressed assets so that we are able to deleverage ourselves. In that case, the impact could be potentially higher or drawn out, where we will also have to continue with the holding for a longer period of time, and once it's turned around, exit it.
So is there any talks going on with private equity players also, or will that be only considered if this lawsuit?
No, we have already had a few rounds of discussions with European and American private equity players who are interested in distressed assets, and some initial information sharing has got completed. They have also come and visited the plants of the company. But we have just kept it on hold, hoping that this deal will go through, which we are fairly hopeful of.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayyappan Chilappan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Shravika. What is the size of telematics business now and going forward?
The size of our telematics business is about 40 crores today. And with a steady growth going forward, to about 60 crores over the next 2 years.
Okay. So I have many questions.
In this deal, the Pointer also has a telematics business in India, which will also get merged into this JV. So it will, it's a coming together of two companies. Our business, albeit in India, is bigger, so their business will also get folded into this, and so the sum of both will be higher. I'm not at the liberty to reveal that right now, because they are in the middle of an acquisition by Power Fleet, and it is having signed an NDA, I will not be able to reveal their figures.
Okay, thank you. I have other questions. I will come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the consideration that we get for the wiping business? Given that, like, it's only been 1 or 2 years, so is there like... Just wanted to understand, because we made a substantial investment just some time back, and we are now selling it again. And it seems like there'll be a loss on this business as well, leaving aside the Brazil business. So just wanted to understand it, because it seems like honestly a very poor investment decision, because within 2 years or 1 or 2 years, we are selling it at a loss. So just wanted to understand what is going on with the divestment of the wiping business.
I'm not at the liberty to reveal figures till the deal is completed. The impairment has been provided, keeping in mind what is likely to be the deal consummation figure. Having said that, I think it's unfair to say that we are selling it at a loss, or a significant loss. We are making a sacrifice on the wiping business in order to bail ourselves out of Brazil, because the only buyer that came forward made this condition that unless you offer wiping, we do not want to touch Brazil. And Brazil has been bleeding an average of 60-65 crores per year.
That's it. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of H.R. Kala from Finvest Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Just wanted to know what kind of sustenance CapEx we will have?
Including tooling, Mr. Kala, we are expecting CapEx to be about 50 crores and in the next 2 years, some of which will be paid for by the customer to the tune of about maybe 30% of that number.
Okay. And the way in which we have made provision for 231 crore towards various impairments, do you think that if we do not realize the full value of our investment in Brazil and Spanish subsidiary, there could be some more write-offs in the coming year?
We do not foresee any significant write-offs.
Mm-hmm.
But between now and the deal closure, which is about 90 days, if some surprises spring up, which is unknown, because they have also more or less completed their due diligence.
Okay.
But which is unknown, there may be some small adjustments to this figure.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't foresee anything. This figure has been... In fact, the delay in the board meeting itself was to crystallize the deal value so that we are able to impair accordingly.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh D, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Vikram, so once, if and when this deal goes through, the divestiture, you will still be having around 200+ crores on your balance sheet. Do you have any plan to get rid of the loan and complete the clean balance sheet?
This is divestiture and the terms of the deal that we have discussed, and certain other cash flows coming into the company, which we have... Certain things have not been taken into account, but certain things like we have entered into an agreement to sell the old JV plant that the company owned in Pirangut, outside of Pune, and one plant in Hosur, which is redundant. With all this coming in, we are expecting to close this year, with about 290 crores of outstanding debt on a consolidated basis.
Okay.
As part of the deal, some of the debt in our international subsidiaries will get passed on, will get transferred to the new buyer.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayappan Chellappan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So because of this divestment, this Honda and Toyota and PSA engagements is still valid?
Yes, it is very much valid. We don't have anything with Toyota. I don't know where Toyota came in. Honda, we continue to do business, and the PSA business has been awarded to India and not to Brazil or not to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, I saw the Toyota in your website, so in the passenger car segment as a client, so I thought of asking this.
We supply the fuel level sensor to Toyota, which has nothing to do with the pump or the wiping.
Okay, so those are global or domestic for Honda and?
For the market in India.
Markets in India. So I have a few more questions. Can I continue or come back?
Yes, you can ask maybe another question, and then we will take another round of questions, please.
Okay, thank you. I'll wait then. Thank you.
So you can go ahead. You can ask a question, and then we can move on.
Okay. So this one, to gain the investor confidence, is it possible to bring Mr. Vijay Mohan on the board? And also, is it possible to nominate minority shareholders for the shareholder committee, this kind of things? Any?
We will discuss with the rest of the board and revert back as suitable. Mr. Vijay Mohan definitely would not like to come back to the board because he has taken a complete sabbatical from work, and he focuses on charity activities at this point.
Okay. Okay. And so, may I know what is the status of labor issues? Is it will be closed soon, or will be dragged, or any?
A little over 290 workmen have been dismissed by the company, and the whole thing has gone into a litigation, which our labor lawyers, we have engaged a very eminent labor lawyer from Delhi who's extremely conversant on such matters, and we have been going by his advice and someone also from the High Court of Chennai. And they anticipate that this judiciary process will run for a minimum of 5 and up to 8 years.
Okay.
Until which time, there will be no impact for us.
Okay. And regarding one more question, regarding the hoser plant, whether is Precol lost any business with which we expected from TVS or Leyland, which is very close to that area?
Actually, gained on the contrary. And we have, based on the hoser plant decision, was taken because of TVS. They wanted, because of the Cauvery problem, they wanted to have an operating center in Mysore. But because of our good relationships with TVS, we have initially set up a complete warehouse and supply just-in-time supply. Second phase, we are going in for assembly. I have personally requested the president and the senior management there that because of our financial situation, we don't want to overextend ourselves. So they've given us about a year, year and a half to supply from Coimbatore and then, you know, have an assembly plant in Mysore. And Ganesh, our Chief Marketing Officer, will also tell you how much our business in TVS has grown from the last 2 years and going forward.
Good afternoon. Actually, TVS business has doubled in the last 2 years, and all major platforms Precol has won. Today, our market share with the TVS motor is more than 80%, barring the mopeds. And going forward, we are now designing innovative products to TVS, including the BS6.
And also on Ashok Leyland, Ganesh, I would like you to throw some light,
yes,
which Mr. Ayappan had asked.
Ashok Leyland actually both act the MNHCV, which is in Ennore, and also the LCV division, which is in the Hosur. We have won all the electronic instrument cluster business for the BS6 program, which is going to kick in from April 2020.
Okay, thank you. One final question. Regarding that cluster, instrument cluster, already pre-call came out and again it's re-entering. So how is they're going to manage in that? So already I feel
the cluster continues to be our biggest revenue earner, Mr. Ayyappan. I think you seem to be mistaken. We never came out of cluster manufacturing. In fact, cluster is our mainstay and our largest R&D expenses on cluster. So I don't know. This is some wrong information that you have.
No. Cluster for passenger vehicle, not for the two-wheeler.
Cluster for cars. Today the technology is becoming very common with the DFT clusters in terms of connected clusters, Bluetooth enabled clusters with, in fact, the clusters in some of the heavy commercial vehicles are far more complex, like in the Volvo Eicher vehicle, etc., which we develop. Actually seeing that Tata Motors approached us saying that why don't you try to do it. And we have been very successful, and they have seen us develop for one platform and now extend it for multiple platforms.
So, yeah, thank you. So we may be able to cater to some others too later, right? If I'm right in this case.
Some other four-wheelers at a later date also. And actually, we are in talks with a few other four-wheeler manufacturers. The main one being Peugeot Citroen. They just approved us as a global four-wheeler instrument cluster manufacturer after audit of our engineering and plants. And the biggest investment in India that we have done has been in our engineering and our technology, which is now starting to pay good dividends.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Ayyappan Chilappan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So, this is again related to the minority shareholders to being on the board. So, it was not clear for me. So, you will be getting back after discussing with board, right?
We will discuss with the at a board level because we have just inducted two new independent directors as well who will contribute immensely to the board. So we will see and evaluate the pros and cons, and we will revert back.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Mohan for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone. On behalf of my colleagues, Sridhar and Ganesh, I would like to thank all of you for your participation in this call and for all your questions, and most importantly, standing by us during this difficult time and as we are beginning to write our comeback story over the next 2 years. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Precall Limited, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.